Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's Pink. She's on the cover of Cosmo magazine, screaming. She's like wearing this funky suit with all shiny lightning strikes on it. And I was reading the articles that are in, you know, how they have, like, the titles to kind of make you grab the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's, like, the one thing you can't really control when you're like, yeah, I'll be on the cover of Cosmo. And she goes to the shoot, and then right by her face is the word sex, huge. Sex that rocks. Take Cosmo's hottest positions for a spin. They'll hit all your pleasure zones. And then there's an article that's PMS and anxiety. Why you feel cray before leak week and how to chill. And then new sex toys. For him, you'll be shocked by what they can do, and more. I just thought, oh.
I'm going to buy that one.
You're like looking at it going, oh, there she is. She looks totally badass. And then there's all this other stuff like, oh, you okay. I guess you could frame that and put that up in your house. Why you feel cray before leak week? Shut up!
Cray. Leak week.
I know. Oh my God.
I've never even heard of that.
And I never want to hear of it again. Hey, everyone. This part of the show is sponsored by Heal.com. All right. So, Hooman, are you...
He's always good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll...
Did you need something?
Well, yeah. I'm going to do the top 10 Rolling Stone picks their best movies of the year.
Okay.
Do you want me to get the winner?
I'll try to do... Well, it's up to you.
You know what? How about I do something else first?
Okay.
And then let me find something else to do. Meghan Markle. She is going to marry Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm.
She is apparently this is standard operating procedure if you are becoming a royal. She is going to get escape hostage training.
Oh, sure.
It's folks. Really? I'd never heard of anything like this. I think that's kind of amazing. She's getting hostage training. I can't. So you think that's a no brainer?
Well, I mean, they're
very important people.
In England, I would think, yes, yeah. That's a thing.
Well, and certainly if they have children, like, I mean, you'd want to be trained when you got put in a situation. I mean, I guess when you start to think about it, it does make sense. But I was like,
I mean, I don't know how extensive it is. It may very well be no more than the kind of training we have to take here at CBS.
No, it's a week-long intensive thing.
You know, well, those take a long time. You haven't had to do them. They take forever.
Oh, forever.
They will not let you skip forward, even if you know the answer.
She is going to undergo military training from the British Special Air Service on how to deal with a hostage situation. It lasts about a week. It'll teach her techniques on how to transmit a distress signal that she's being held against her will if captors make her record a video, which I guess they say sometimes people will tap out like Morse code stuff with their finger while they're on camera. And she'll learn things like micro expressions. They're making her practice something called micro expressions where you can tick an eyebrow or flare a nostril to give a signal if you're being videotaped. Keywords. And other signals to let her, either her family or law enforcement know if she's under duress from captors. She's also going to get some basic psychology training on how to deal with the people who are holding her. Things to say and not to say. They could have the Cosmo thing on that.
Yeah.
What not to say to the guy holding you hostage. She'll also be taught techniques to get out of restraints like duct tape and zip ties.
Oh, that's
That would certainly
handy.
Be helpful.
Yes.
They say that there's a source who served in the British Armed Forces who says that the hostage training is primarily geared toward facilitating a rescue. So it wouldn't be like combat or weapons training or anything like that. It would be giving signals, being able to convey messages that your captors don't realize that you're conveying. Although I guess now anybody who captures her would be looking for little micro
sure
signals, etc. They say Diana went through it. Kate went through it. They did it at Special Air Service Base in Hefford. So it would make sense for her to go there as well. But that is, that's what she's going to be doing for an upcoming week of her life.
I would think that'd be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be into it. And
it
some
might
of
be
that
really stuff's scary too, like give you bad dreams.
Well, you know, it makes you think, but she's going to be in that position. And it, you know what? It gives her the opportunity to say, you know what? I don't want any part of this.
Yes. She only has a few months left before she can.
It sounds so stupid of me to say, but maybe she will get a good cold splash of water and go, you know what? I just want to date some dude and live a little life, and I don't want to be in a position where someone might kidnap me and hold me for ransom.
Well, and frankly, it's a job change. In so many ways, when you become a member of the royal family, you give up your life.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Yep.
You're England's now.
You are. Yeah. You are.
You're marrying the country.
You're marrying the. That is so true. Yeah. You know, did you guys watch the miniseries The Queen? Or maybe it's more than a series.
No. I did not.
It's about Queen Elizabeth, the current queen, when she was young, when before her dad died, when she became the queen, and she, you know, is marrying this guy Philip.
It's boring.
It is a little boring, actually. I fell off at about six episodes in, but one of the interesting things was
you fell off something about the queen.
I know, which gives you an idea how boring
it must be.
It is.
Boring, yeah.
Some people did say to me though, you should go back and finish it. Like it got better, but basically, you know, once she became the queen, like his whole life, her husband's whole life changes because he can't just Elizabeth her anymore. She's the queen. He has to bow. He has to follow all this protocol. He's got, you know, I think even the way he can address her in public. I mean, it's there's so much pomp and circumstance and required stuff. So it's, I think you're right. This is going to be a cold splash of water, and I'm sure she wouldn't be the first person to say, I can't. Do love you, but I'm not buying that.
Yeah, I mean,
life.
I think that that's super important that all couples discuss exactly who they are, how they expect to live, what's expected of you
what's
in this
gonna
deal.
Change.
And maybe you don't want that for yourself.
Right. Prince Harry asked Prince William to be his best man. He's got lots of good friends, and of course he went to his brother for that.
Yeah, of course.
Because they made him.
Yeah. They say here, Harry has several close guy friends, but there's no way he'd ask anyone but William to take on the top job. So May of 2018. And I guess that Kate Middleton's kids, Prince George and Princess Charlotte, and she's pregnant with a third kid now, isn't she?
I believe so.
She's had some terrible pregnancies, too. She gets that, like, ultra nausea thing. And I guess that Markle's friend and stylist, Jessica Mulroney, her daughter, Ivy, is also going to be included. So there'll be lots of roles for children.
I always notice that her hair gets gray during pregnancy. Because you're not supposed to dye your hair, right? When you're pregnant. Mm. But I always noticed her gray hairs when she gets pregnant.
You realize they've been married for 7 years? Like, I was kind of like, oh, God, it feels like just yesterday that whole, you know, the Pippa Middleton dress and the whole thing. The Duchess of Cambridge, that's Kate Middleton, she revealed her excitement over the big announcement. William and I are absolutely thrilled. It's such exciting news. It's really a happy time for any couple, and we wish them all the best and hope they enjoy this happy moment. So,
hooray!
I totally picture, like, you know, I mean, there's probably very few people who can relate to the royals, and I always picture the two couples double dating, you know, William and Kate.
Oh, you do?
I do. And, like, they, you know, they go to whoever's grand castle they're going to party at that night and play Monopoly or cards or something.
Well, you know what? I really hope for their sake that they all like each other and that they can enjoy those kind of experiences, because if they don't, boy, that just sucks.
And, you know, I'm sure intimate friendships are much harder to make once you're a royal.
All right.
You know?
Every single one of us has had that moment where you're like, I don't want to. I don't want to go to that.
There's none of that when you're in the royal family.
I don't want to. They're so boring. Or this person's this.
I'm an adult. Why can't I say no?
Right.
Ugh. I'm sorry. Your adulthood has been trumped by your royalhood.
Right. Hey, we have our U2 winner.
All right.
Christopher from St. Helena.
Perfect. All right, Hooman, are you ready for the 10 best movies?
I am, yes.
Now, I assume that coming up in one of our peaks of the week, you'll be giving us, you usually do a top five, top 10?
Yeah, I'll do a top five, sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
So I wonder if, I know for sure that you loved the Three Billboards movie.
Yeah, did that make their list?
It did. It's number four on their list. They've got
three
it
better,
number four.
Huh?
Do you want to guess some of these? Because you would be the guy. They, by the way, they didn't go blockbuster. They went Oscar contenders. This is the Rolling Stone 10 Best Movies of the Year list. And it's, we're not talking mainstream favorites. It's these all seem to be kind of the more art film,
right?
Heavy film kind of stuff. Don't go searching. I see you looking at your computer.
Well, I can't. Is Wonder Woman on their list?
She is not.
I put Wonder Woman on. Is Baby Driver on that list?
Nope.
These are some of my favorites so far, yeah.
Some of these, I don't even...
Is Darkest Hour on that list?
No, it is not.
How about Big Sick?
Nope. Oh, that's such a good movie.
It is.
That is a great movie.
How about Coco?
Nope.
Mm.
So they've got, at number 10, they have the Daniel Day-Lewis movie that doesn't even open until Christmas Day, and it's called Phantom Thread,
right.
And they're saying that's...
And it's his last work. He did it and retired.
That's what he's saying, yep.
Is it about a real designer?
I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
And he is going to, he, what was his thing? He's going to be a baker or he's going to be a clothes maker?
Shoemaker.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know, he's a grown man. He can say no and yes to anything he wants, right? Mm-hmm. He's not a royal. Number 9 is A Ghost Story. What's that?
I'll look that up real quick.
Number 8 is Detroit. I haven't heard of A Ghost Story, or I don't think
Ghost Story is super indie. It's Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara. It looks super depressing. Love lost and the enormity of existence. Detroit is Catherine Bigelow's film that stars that guy from Star Wars.
Oh, the guy who plays Finn?
Yeah, no, the guy who plays
Poe.
Yeah, the guy who plays Finn, that's right, yeah.
John Boyega,
is that his name?
Number 7 is The Shape of Water, and that's one of the ones that you're reviewing this week.
We are, yeah.
That's about some merman.
Yeah, it's about a merman and a chick that rescues him from a lab. Exactly.
Number 6 is Lady Bird. That's the one we've actually been hearing about. Saoirse Ronan, she plays a little girl who lives in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So they've got that at number 6. These are Rolling Stone's 10 best movies of the year. The Meryl Streep, I think it's Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks.
The Post?
The Post.
Yeah.
They gave fifth place to that. That opens Christmas week.
Another Christmas week. It's about Nixon and the New York Post.
Corny to me. Like, I saw a trailer for it and went, is this like a joke trailer? Like, it almost looked like a parody of a movie where they, I just.
Huh.
But listen, if Rolling Stone likes it, it must be good, right?
Wow.
I don't know. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is number 4. A good movie. Call Me By Your Name, they have at number 3.
I don't know what the heck that is. That's Armie Hammer's movie.
Did you see it?
Who else is in that? What's it
17-year-old
about?
Begins a relationship with another boy, and they have a bond over their emerging sexuality. So, no, I haven't seen it.
Well, Rolling Stone loved it. Their number 2 pick... And I agree that this is a great movie. I don't know if it should be number 2 on this list, but Get Out.
Oh, yeah.
That
was good.
Is a surprisingly good movie.
It is good.
I just did not know what to expect at all going in, and it got darker. It has really funny moments. It's super creepy. Mm-hmm. It's also a great horror movie. That Allison Williams is amazing in it.
She's creepy.
Awful.
And I don't know the name of the actress, but there's a female actress
Catherine Keener, the lady with the teacup.
Is that her, Catherine Keener?
Miss Armitage?
No. I don't know. She plays one of the workers at the house.
Oh, the maid.
Right. She does this scene where she is crying and talking at the same time, and in her face she's conveying this urgency that you can't believe while she's
calmly setting the table.
Phenomenal. And you just go, how could one person do two things at once like that with just their face and their eyes?
That one scene is so amazing.
Because the people are... I don't want to give anything away, but there's...
We already have given some stuff away.
Well, it's been out a while.
Do you think the Academy Awards will welcome a film like this?
Get Out?
Yes.
Sure.
No, it's
you
hard
do.
To say.
I do.
Is it artsy enough?
Well...
It's hard to say. It's a good movie.
It's really well done, and they most definitely have not shown or given the credit to black directors and writers that they should have in the past.
Sure.
So if there's something clearly good enough, why wouldn't they? Mm. Because they need to recognize the smallest film in the world that nobody saw? I don't know. Why
would
you do
that?
Well,
that's what this list is right here. Just
well,
so you
Get
know.
Out, though, a lot of people saw it.
Yeah.
Where is it? Two?
Number two.
Yeah.
This is Rolling Stone's 10 Best Movies of the Year. And here's the movie that they chose as number one. Having heard all of that, can you guess what Rolling Stone chose as their number one movie of the year, 2017?
Did he review it?
He did review it, and he loved it.
Oh. Mm.
And by he, I mean Hooman. Three, two, one.
Kong Skull Island.
What?
No, it's not Kong Skull Island. It's Dunkirk.
Oh, I would not have put that as... Darkest Hour is the flip side of that film, and it's way better.
Oh.
Way better than
Dunkirk. Well, they liked Dunkirk, and that's what they picked as their number one movie.
But I don't even know if I'd put that in my top five.
Well, you still got another week or so before you have to decide what your top five is. Dunkirk is Rolling Stone's number one movie of the year. Quentin Tarantino apparently pitched an idea that he thought would be awesome for a Star Trek movie, and now he might direct the next Star Trek movie.
Damn, that's going to be so good.
It'll be the strangest thing.
Why?
Because those are so not at all the kind of movie that he directs. So it would be really interesting to see a Quentin Tarantino-directed Star Trek. So I guess he pitched it to J.J. Abrams. Paramount is putting his idea together, according to this. This is according to Deadline.com. And the rumor is that Quentin might direct it.
So he won't write it?
He came up with the idea. I don't know that he'd write it.
Because he's famous for his dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I don't think would fit in a Star Trek. But he's also done... What did he direct? ERs? He's done just directed a lot of other stuff.
Right.
So he might do really well. I mean, he's definitely got an eye.
I'll get some of my favorite movies are Quentin Tarantino movies.
Absolutely, but our favorite movies are the ones that he's written as well.
Right.
Where it's that dialogue and
and Sam Jackson. I guess how are they going to get Sam Jackson in this? What is he going to be, an alien?
Yeah, he did direct an episode of ER.
So it wouldn't be his next movie, though, if he does do it. Right now he's working on a film about the Manson family murders with Margot Robbie. I think she's playing Sharon Tate.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. Bad
Margot
things.
Robbie?
Yeah.
I thought she was playing... Wait, who's playing...
She's playing Tonya Harding.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's, I guess, her next movie. I think that one's already done, but he's working on this movie.
Oh, okay.
This is another
Sorry.
Quentin movie. Yeah, what happens to Sharon Tate is not pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know that I... What about the Tonya Harding movie, though? Do you guys want to see that?
I actually kind of do want to see
it. It got really good reviews.
It did?
Yeah, they didn't... They haven't sent out an invite for the screening, or I would have gone.
I feel like, honestly, I feel like I saw the movie.
Yeah, right.
I watched the
whole
movie.
In real time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're going to show me that I didn't already see.
Margot Robbie was talking about how she does a lot of the skating in it, and she spent God knows how long learning to skate. She was like, my body was blue, was a bruise from top to bottom. Like, it's no joke. It's really hard. But she trained and she does a lot of the skating herself. I'm sure anytime there's triple axles, I have no idea if she can pull one of those off. But yeah, she was saying it was a crazy movie to shoot.
I want to see it because of Allison Janney plays her mom, and I really love her.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for the trash. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Teacher named Jordan Dominique Ondish, age 24, makes the news.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, not for the right reasons. And more after these. Radio.com. Radio.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. On Friday, when we were out raising money for the fire victims in the North Bay, the Southern Marin Fire District crew came by, and they're talking about this bike drive that they've done. This Sunday, from 10 to 2, at, 21481 8th Street in Sonoma. If you or someone you know has lost their bicycle in Firestorm 2017, that's what they're saying here, they're giving bikes away. They have hundreds of bikes. So if you are missing out on your bike and you need a new one, there is a form you need to fill out to prove that you lost your bike or prove that you lost stuff in the fire. But other than that, you can go pick up a brand new bike from the Southern Marin Fire District and visit their Facebook page, Southern Marin Fire, on Facebook, and all the details are there. I thought we'd mention that again. That's coming up this Sunday.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART to get a jump on a happy, healthier you. Here's what's happening. Well, it's official now. Congressman John Conyers, Democrat, has announced his retirement. He's another one of the people who has been hit with allegations of sexual harassment by former staff members. He's 88.
So it was time anyway.
He's in the process, on his announcement, "I'm in the process of putting my retirement plans together, but I am retiring today," he says.
Oh, I'm not stepping down, I'm retiring.
Right. He also wanted to take that opportunity to publicly endorse his son to replace him once he leaves Capitol Hill. So let's keep it in the family. The allegations against him are extreme. As he's 88, it seems he's been up to this for quite some time.
Isn't that wonderful?
With the hand on the thigh and the...
You grab anybody by the crotch? Because I was thinking that, you know, President Trump, who's making all this noise about people who should step down. Oh, and by the way, he's supporting the child molester in Alabama. You know, I was thinking maybe he should also consider retiring.
On Monday, a woman who said she worked for him for more than a decade said he slid his hand up her skirt and rubbed her thigh while she was sitting next to him in the front row at church.
God.
So there's that.
Black.
He's stepping down. Or retiring, sorry.
Yeah, well, good riddance.
Here's another creepy ghoulie for you.
Okay.
A special ed teacher has been fired and charged with sleeping with one of her students.
Is this the 24-year-old you just mentioned?
Yeah, Jordan Ondish.
Oh. A special ed.
She's now
kid.
Facing criminal charges for allegedly having sex with a student multiple times in the classroom.
Oh.
Police say it happened at Summit Academy, which is a private school for delinquents ages 14 to 19.
Oh.
So they wear full-on uniforms. They live on campus. Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to have phones. This is like the best possible effort to get you on the right out of the weeds,
right,
and onto the right path before it's too late. Summit Academy hired 24-year-old Jordan Ondish as a special ed teacher back in June, and already by Thanksgiving she'd been doing one of the kids. Apparently, investigators say they found a cell phone in one of the male victim's room, confiscated it. Students there are not allowed to have phones. They are expected to write and receive mail as ways of communication.
Excellent.
This particular phone contained explicit conversations between the victim and his teacher.
Oh, God. So that's how they found out?
She gave him a burner.
Oh. So she could get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
She is a terrible person.
The criminal complaint says the victim told the school officials that he'd been with his teacher more than once in her classroom in the weeks leading up to Thanksgiving, and that she's the one that gave him the cell phone so that he could use it to talk with her. Mm. And I guess the school had already told this teacher, you're not allowed to sit next to him. So there had been other infractions that would have tipped them off to this that were minor by comparison.
Yes.
I guess they found her in a hallway with a student and not a second person there.
Oh.
And they were even saying, listen, for your own safety.
These are delinquents.
We have these rules in place.
Huh.
She'd allowed a student in her classroom after work hours. She'd signed a student out without her, without other students or staff with her. So she'd been sort of showing signs of trouble.
Boy, immediate signs of trouble. She just got the job.
Got right
June.
To it, yep.
Didn't really quite get what the job was.
Anyway, it's a weird thing, that whole doing the students in high school.
It's not allowed. I think that's pretty clear. I'm not sure how these people aren't getting the memo. I mean, she is still just a kid. Like, I'm sorry, 24 years old. I get it. She's got a teaching credential of some kind, and there she is. But I just feel like maybe she's too young and dumb. Her hormone, like, the kid wasn't that much younger than her, and she, I mean, I'm not giving her any excuses. She's horrible, and she should be out. But, like, I'm trying to rationalize, how does someone get there?
You can't rationalize it, because as a boy growing up, I can tell you from my experience, girls always want to be with the next group of boys age-wise. So there you are with your...
They want to date up.
Right. There you are with your fellow classmates, and they, you can't get a look from them.
The only one interested in you is the fifth graders.
You're jumping up and down. I'm right here. As they look past you to the eighth graders when you're in seventh, and the tenth graders when you're in ninth, and so on. So that's the way that seems to play. It's super weird to see a grown woman dating down.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Power. Control.
You have power if you date someone your own age.
Yeah. You have the
gold
mine.
When aren't you in control of everything that we are
hoping?
Yeah,
girls.
I mean, when? So, I don't get it.
I don't know. When the guy slides his hand up your thigh at church, I feel a little out of control at that point.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get it. There's all kinds of weird positions. But in the normal dating scenario...
Find someone your own age.
We want you to be happy and like us. We're trying our hardest over here. Boy, no good deed.
Uh-oh.
A woman in England recently saw a homeless couple set up shop in her driveway for the night to sleep.
Oh.
Now, I think we all sort of picture the right in front of your house, the drive. I don't know what the scenario is. Maybe there's a long... alleyway
stretch.
That
sure.
could be called the driveway. Who knows?
I still can't get yesterday's driveway story out of my head.
Oh, I thought about the pooping in the
all day. About it.
I was thinking about it this morning on my way in. Like, God, where was there no bush nearby? Even I mean, she's right
there.
There were. I actually did in seeing the picture or the video. There were small bushes. She would have been seen.
Drive a couple blocks down to the park. Like
the
any
gas
place,
station,
any
the
place.
Park, a coffee house. They're everywhere. Yeah. She wasn't in the middle of nowhere. That was Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so.
So from that driveway story to this one.
A
so
woman in England saw a homeless couple set up shop in her driveway for the night to sleep. At first, she thought about calling the cops on them. This is happening. Things are tough all over.
Yeah.
We see it everywhere. People sleeping out in the street. So she thought about calling the cops on him. Then she thought about being overly nice and offering him some tea. She ended up splitting the difference and decided, I'm going to leave him be.
Yeah.
And I'll let him sleep on my driveway. I'm sure they'll move on in the morning and this will be nothing. Unfortunately, she regretted it when she tried to leave for work the next morning. They were still there, surrounded by empty beer cans and boning in her driveway.
Oh.
Doing it on a Tuesday morning. Is today Tuesday?
Uh-huh.
Right. At that point, she had to call the cops and they came by and made him leave. She says
were they
she
done
has
by then?
Sympathy for people who are down on their luck. She just didn't want her driveway to become the new overnight.
Right. Plus, they littered and were boning. Like, it's, you know, I tried to cut you some slack. And
it's tough because there are certainly people out there hard on their luck. They're trying to work. And there are also people who are severely addicted. And that's probably what is going on there. So I know there's a spot in Santa Cruz where they were letting a camp sort of build up. And for a 24-hour period, this is from the Sentinel, Santa Cruz Sentinel, if you want to look it up. For a 24-hour period, they said, you guys got to leave. We're going to clean it out.
Yeah.
And they found over 80 needles in that park in the little bit of time they'd been letting them stay there. 80 discarded needles. So there's people who are junkies. And that's one of the reasons why they're not, because they were saying to the people there to help them, we don't want to go into a facility. Not a treatment facility. I mean a place in a whatever.
Well, they don't let you use your drugs.
A temporary housing
shelter.
Spot.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Most U.S. airlines are set to limit the use of smart bags. Smart bags are gonna be, or may you may already have one. They're considered to be a hot holiday gift item.
Yeah, I see commercials
What's
for them.
What's a smart bag?
They contain lithium battery power packs, which allow you to charge your phone or
computer.
So you're
at the airport and you just plug in, don't have
they
to look for a...
USB ports where customers can recharge their phones and other devices. They
That's
may
cool.
also have GPS to track the bag's location in case it's lost.
Huh.
Electronic locks. And a weight scale to prevent overpacking. Wow, these are smart devices, huh?
That is pretty good.
Some even have a motor to propel the bag so they can double as a scooter.
Oh, my God, I've seen those. The ones you ride. Oh, I love that. I want one of those. I'd much rather ride through the airport than walk.
Airlines are worried. Really?
Yeah. It's a long walk to the gate sometimes.
You wouldn't feel silly sitting on your bag.
Well, like, I would feel very silly, but...
I'll get over it. I don't know any of those people.
Except... That you do. Sarah, is that you? You do know those people.
They don't know me.
You're the host of a very popular morning radio show.
Nobody knows me at the airport. I've never gotten noticed at an airport.
You haven't?
I'll take the chance. Plus, I'm on a scooter. I'm getting out of there. Oh, no, they know it's me. They'd be like, oh, my God, she's so lucky. She's driving around on a luggage scooter. Like, of course she is. Go, Sarah, go. That's what they'd say. Me and my whole family would be like a whole little crew. Come on, kids.
Wow.
Everybody on your bag. Beep, beep. Oh, it's good.
Airlines are worried that the batteries could cause a fire in the cargo hold.
Oh, bummer.
You're going to have to consider whether this is a worthwhile purchase or not.
So they're talking about banning them.
Well, they're talking about banning them.
Oh.
Or at least limiting the use of them.
It's my scooter dreams up in smoke.
Well...
They sound like they have some good features.
Or
being able to charge your stuff without having to sit on the floor next to the outlet in the airport.
Well, they've done a better job now getting outlets more accessible. That was most definitely a thing for a while there, walking around looking for an outlet. I got one. And then people see you and they're like, you done?
Yeah, is your thing done? What do you got? You got 40% yet?
Yeah, I mean, that is just stupid that you're sitting on the floor at the airport. But they're getting better now. They've got more... widely accessible charging spots. We're finally getting texts, everyone.
Oh, we are? Oh, fantastic.
800-400-3697.
Are we fully restored?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get those earlier ones, though.
We didn't
started
get the backup,
about 8
I
o'clock.
See. All right.
201 says, trivia. Banana slugs also tend to eat each other's...
What?
Man area.
They eat it?
After they do it. And they don't grow back.
Oh.
So it's just they do it.
One time. So the thing just grows to that point, gets used once, and that's that. I want to know what the girl is all about. I mean, that seems very, it's intriguing.
Someone wrote in.
The poor woman, banana slug. Plug, whatever she is. Slug.
I feel bad for the banana slug females.
Yeah, oh, see?
Why would you feel bad?
Just seems.
It's all
like
you ever
seems...
hear from you size queens is that you want the beef, and then there's a guy,
the beef.
He's got it for you, and now you're saying, oh, it's too much.
Well, it's your size. If you had one the size of you, I'd want nothing to do with it. Come on. It's ridiculous. There's a point where it's too big.
The girl, female banana slug is made to handle.
Yeah, sure,
she can accommodate.
Yes. Right.
Well, or it makes her mad,
like,
and then she eats
it. That's all you got?
And he doesn't get a new one.
I didn't hear that.
That's it? That's all you got?
That's a banana slug impression?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So the bigger the banana slug is, the more likely they are to get a little attention. That's good.
So female banana slugs are jerks, too, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I'm a size slug.
Okay. That break.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.